Hi, I'm Chantel Turner, and Veronica Halak and I interview Roy Skeen about how the Remington Garden got started.
Hi, I'm Veronica.
And I'm Chantel.
And we are here interviewing Roy. So, Roy, how long have you been in the community?
Only about a year, but I just moved into my house about a month ago.
Well, I heard that you are a part or a team member of the community garden. And how did the community garden start?
Well, the community garden started last December when I met a woman named Megan Beller. And I was over on the garden site and I was like, man, this would be a good place to grow vegetables. And she said, well, this would be a good place for kids to play. And then we got together with a woman named Barb Fisher. And we got some people to drop off some dirt, and then we met other folks in the neighborhood who said, yeah, a park is a good idea. And then everybody got together in April, and we started cleaning the lot and building the beds.
So you were not the only one to start the community garden?
No, I was one of many people, three or four people who kept it going.
Who is and was involved with this community garden?
The Beller family has been, they've been like the most helpful in getting the like plants and ordering things. They're like good on logistics. And then there's been groups like Best Art Group that has come and brought us wonderful scarecrows and painted bricks. And there was this kind of group of young people of which Chantel was a member, who came and just wanted to help out and weed and learn to do things. So that was fun.
What was the point of creating this garden?
I wanted to be able to grow food because I hadn't done that too much. So I wanted to learn like where things came from. And I think the Bellers kind of wanted the same thing, but they also wanted a place for like Naftali, who's two, to play where there wasn't like broken glass and.
So what are the benefits for having the garden in the city of Baltimore?
Well, I think it's less of a dumping ground now. And it was good. It was like used space that was unused. It made sense to me to grow food. And when I lived in the Caribbean, like all the Rastas there like grew their own food. So it was like I was around a culture where people lived in one place, raise food in one place, and like we're able to survive like that. And I was like, you can do this anywhere. Yeah, I think anyone who eats food is potentially someone who can grow food. So creating more growers in the neighborhood is a good thing.
Well, thank you, Roy, for having Chantel, Ms. Beth, and I in here to interview you.
It's been a pleasure, and I really appreciate you guys going around the neighborhood and gathering all these stories. It's awesome.